What a lot of you don't realize is we spend a lot of time trying to figure out, like, banter topics and stuff like that and kind of the flow of things. And we had a banter topic here. We kind of joke about some of them. But some of them devolve into just Timmy and Kelly arguing about the dumbest shit. Today, without context, this is a request by them, by the way, to jump right in the episode. I'm going to give a, without context, their argument was about watermelon versus beer.
This should be an open shut case. But no, it wasn't even about watermelon versus beer. It was about Tim telling me that the only right answer for refreshing on a summer day is watermelon.
And
I was like, I would go beer first. That's just my opinion. He was trying to tell me that my opinion was wrong.
It's completely wrong. I will not get into this.
We're not getting into
it. If the listeners want to know, they can hit me up on the Discord or any social media.
Room temperature red wine.
I'm going to kill John.
I just want a warm Guinness.
John,
right,
you
now.
Never have wine.
No, fuck wine.
I saw a video the other day that I've said this before. My family is very Sicilian, and I found a video of a guy that goes to Italy and he tries to piss off as many people as he can. And so there's like one point when he has like a glass of wine and he takes ice out and puts the ice in the wine, and the waiter in the background is just like, "What the fuck is he doing?"
I think, isn't that the same guy that pulls up his spaghetti with a fork and then takes scissors?
It's just and cuts it. Just heresy. Heresy to me. So of course I sent it to my mother because I was like, "My, you gotta watch this."
She was all like, right. "Jake, why are you disappointed?
Jake, why you do? You give me a heart attack."
He came to my house and just started slapping
me. I have a question for John here. Do you think this is a perfect opportunity for Benson to work on his mime career?
My mime career?
Yeah.
Benson. In case that whole black cape doesn't pan out as a burgeoning career.
Yeah. You got a nice little invisible wall in front of you. You could do a little mime bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about the invisible wall. Yeah. Huh.
How could you forget about the invisible wall?
It's okay. I'm going to turn my shifting sword into a pickaxe and go through the fucking wall.
So the what was funny was that Timmy had said that this entire fight was written into the book, like the tactics and stuff like that this wizard was supposed to use, and he was saying that like that the writers Ron and Stephanie Lundeen are like sadistic wizards, you know, levers or something like that. I don't remember what you used.
Sadistic wizard mains.
Wizard mains. Sorry, none of the tactics are written in there. This is all me, baby.
So you're a fucking bastard.
Just a jerk. Tried to teleport him out of the room twice.
It was like right before this, Tim was talking about how nice of a GM Jake is.
I know, yeah.
And I just out of nowhere goes, he just threw me off an 8-story building.
Yeah, right.
And he attempted another time.
And I tried again.
I tried the second one, didn't do it though.
Man, part of me was like, if he did get teleported out a second time, would he have been close enough for Kezra to try to catch him in
midair? I think I would have let you try to do the catch a ledge, like action, just for, you know, to catch Benson in the same
That'd
way.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah. No, it's just one of those things that like you see some of the things you can do, and you're just like, oh, what? Yeah, that's all in the rules.
Nice.
Cool.
You sick fuck.
Listen, I'm having a great time. You're having a great time. Well, maybe not now, but you know, we're all having fun. We're building a story together, and honestly, we're here for the listeners. We're here for you, listeners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we are.
So, if I kill Benson, I did it for you.
As Benson's in this hallway with one Blue Man Group member and a wall. So,
well, that is a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Well, at least Kezra can come back into the fight. Actually, he can go on the other side.
Well, if you remember when Benson threw this guy over his shoulder, he was like, "This one's yours, Kezra."
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, about that. That technically wasn't in the rules.
Wait, why?
Yeah, because he would have moved him 10 feet. In order to move a character 10 feet, you have to crit succeed. Because your square is 5, behind you is 10. and you only succeed.
Yeah, there's like two things here. It's like you can't, with reposition, you can't move someone through obstacles. I think it's up in the air whether Benson would be an obstacle, but even if he wasn't an obstacle, it would still require 10 feet of movement to get him behind him, which would be a critical success.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, hands off the chess piece, so I don't
care.
Yeah, it's whatever.
But we just like to call ourselves out.
So the creature would be here then, technically? Like, just like 5 feet?
No, not necessarily. We did it all. He wouldn't have been able to do it at all without a crit. That's all we're saying.
I understand. All right, well, whatever. You know what? It was cool.
And I you live it. And you learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He still rolled pretty well.
Yeah, he did. I didn't remember what the roll was, but it was pretty fucking good.
30s.
Yeah, so, I mean, and here's the thing, too, is that these creatures are threatening, but they're not exactly formidable. So, could he have done, with his athletics, would have been pretty easy. But let's just get into this, because at the end of last episode, the wizard casted a spell. It seems to be some sort of invisible wall. You guys are pretty sure you know what it is, but I'm obviously not going to say for legal reasons. That was a 3-action spell, so that is all that he can do. So he turns around away from you, Benson, and he sort of almost as if he's like not concerned with you anymore.
Oh.
Oh, he's dismissive.
Yeah, completely dismissing Benson here.
Hang in there, Grimshaw and Elkwood.
Yes, I was going to say, so that leaves... right now, Benson, you are in a single hallway with one of the Blue Man Group members. There is a door direct on the south side of the hallway. Mm-hmm. But the only other exit is the window you just came in from. So right now you were stuck for however long that wall lasts. Let's get on with this. Kezdor Devrjan, it is your turn.
All right.
I don't know exactly where you are. Like,
I am 5 feet under the window.
Okay.
So I'm like a diagonal flight step away from this window.
Okay.
So Kezdor nearly got back up there. And he hears Benson go, "This one's yours." And then a blue guy appears in the window. So Kezdor will step up into the window and roll an athletics for reposition to throw this guy out the window.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right.
If you weren't, I was probably going to football tackle him out of the window.
So Kezdor, athletics check, which I'm pretty darn good at, even though I'm frightened one.
All right, so he will get an AOO on you only because you can't just do like regular step and flight, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if you can. Let me see what step says. Oops, crap. There's two actions.
I know you're pretty fast with your speed, but I still think it's because you're moving up. I think it's kind of like difficult terrain in that way.
It just says you have a speed at least 10 feet, and you can't do it in difficult terrain. Okay. And you can't step using a speed other than your land speed. So yes, it's a stride to get to him, it's a fly action to get to him.
Okay, then he will use.
However, wait. Okay, I want to, since fly doesn't have the benefit of step, I want to ask if I can do maneuver in flight action.
Okay.
So you try a difficult maneuver while flying. Attempt an acrobatics check. The GM determines what maneuvers are possible, but they rarely allow you to move farther than your fly speed. So it's like my attempt would be to avoid an attack of opportunity.
Okay. So let's just say that it's going against like if you were to tumble, play it like that kind of thing. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So. Plus 14 to this. Okay, and acrobatics.
Okay.
Okay. 29.
29. I would say it's a success.
Sweet. Wow. So Kezdor sees this guy whirl in this chain. He does this death barrel roll to get right up in his grill and then attempt an athletics check to grab his ass. Good. Chuck him out the goddamn window.
That poor woman's going to be confused.
That was sad, Ray. Give me back. And I was prepared. And I was prepared for this. Okay. I rolled a natural one, but I am going to use a hero point.
That's fair. I can't imagine what the critical fail is for a reposition.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
You reposition terribly.
Damn. Natural 4 to 21. God damn.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
Right. Fail against their fortitude DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, unfortunately.
Well, that stinks. Man. I will attempt it again with at my map. God, another shitty roll. That was 6. So now I. Damn.
Wait. What's the total?
About the same as last time.
Okay, so not a crit fail then.
No, it's not a critical fail.
Okay.
It was a 21 again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fail. All right. In which case, he needs you to make a will save against this one creature.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, better not roll an actual one again.
I mean,
good God, man, these are still terrible rolls. I think it'll be good enough though. 23.
Yeah, it's a success. Okay. So you're fine. All right. It is its turn. So it is going to try to focus gaze on you. So make that will save again.
Probably a critical success. That'll be 33.
Yeah. So there's a critical success here. So you're fine. You just need a regular success. So then he's going to do 2 chain strikes at you. 31 to hit.
It's a hit.
All right. There's going to be 18 points of damage, plus some bleed. 2 bleed. And then it's going to be a second swing on you with the map. Is going to be a miss. That is its turn. So, Elkwood, the one that you brought down.
Yeah.
He is going to lie there, and you see his neck crick.
Uh-huh.
And his spine snaps back into place as he stands up.
Oh, no.
Okay. One action. Stand up.
Yep. So he is no longer unconscious and all that kind of stuff. One action to stand up, and then he is going to. He just took a major hit from you.
The timing is visible.
I know, it's the issue here. So in which case, I think he is going to try to seek you out.
Uh-huh.
So second action to seek. What's my perception? Perception not great on these guys. 29
against stealth DC.
Nope. Yeah, I figured. All right. In which case, he's going to use his last action to try and attack Grimshaw. There's a ghost in here. That's all he knows. This ghost in here keeps killing him.
He's like, man, this wind is sharp.
This wind is.
Some spicy wind.
Yeah, spicy wind in here.
Oh, man. Is Elk using melee right now?
Currently, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably fine. I was going to say, if you were using Hunter's Aim, you'd be getting an effective plus 4 to your normal attacks because it would be flat-footed to you.
Oh, yeah.
It does take 2 actions, so you only get the one hit.
Yeah.
But you probably almost always get a crit.
This is going against Grimshaw, who you are off guard because you're being flanked right now, so it's going to be a 28. Yeah.
Miss.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. And then that's all he can do there. And then the one that is directly to the north, he is going to strike out at you as well, Grimshaw.
Right.
So 3 attacks. First he's going to do his focus gaze. Are you frightened already?
No.
Okay. All right, so he's going to do his focus gaze on you, so make the will save.
Will save. And I got a 24.
All right. And then he's going to do 2 chain strikes then. It's going to be 31 to hit.
Miss? Okay, here's the thing with, what is it called? Path Builder.
Okay.
I distinctly remember raising my shield on my last turn.
I believe so, yeah.
And when I pull up Path Builder, it was not checked. I don't think it saves that state.
I don't think it does. So,
okay.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, so miss, because I have my shield raise.
Yep. Right. And then a miss on the second attack.
Alrighty.
Grimshaw's holding his own right there. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay. Benson, seeing that in front of him is currently impossible for me to pass, Benson's going to go kick this dude out the window.
All right.
Yeah.
Would Kesra block him or no?
No, because I'd let him, I'd freely let him into my space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If Kesra wanted to, he could try to stop
him. Oh, okay. So you can just be like, whoops. Like,
no, I just move out of the way.
cool. All right.
Shove. I'll catch you. I'll catch you. Whoops.
drop is a free action.
Okay, so that's an athletics check.
Yeah, athletics.
27.
27, that is a success.
Just kick him right in his ass.
All
right. Right out the window.
He's going to try and do the reflex save to grab an edge.
Because you avoided the AOO, so he didn't actually take it. Because if he would have taken the AOO, he would have used his reaction, and he would have just fallen.
Oh, it was his turn anyway. His turn already passed.
His turn passed.
Yeah, so he gets that reaction.
Yeah, so... Oh. Yeah, he probably would have tried to do the attack of opportunity on you, but if he does,
it refreshed.
Right. So he has an attack of opportunity now. So he'll try to take that first on you, Benson.
Okay.
If he takes the attack of opportunity, then he's just gonna fall because grabbing edge is a reaction.
You were correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a miss.
So he falls.
Bye. So you see all the chains that were dragging. You just see them all go.
Oh my gosh!
Seren
Ray,
bless me with an angel.
Oh my god! Then I'm going to look over Kesra and go, "We're blocked. Can you get me to another window?"
See.
All right.
Okay, Spanish. Got it.
I said, I'll see. Sorry.
Oh, okay. See. So we all heard yes in Spanish. Yeah.
I didn't know you were bilingual.
Okay. So this creature is on the ground where Vincent was.
The old woman's dragging him back to her place. So he's like,
no, Seren Ray, please. Oh, another one. Oh, my goodness.
it's like trying to get away from her. She goes, no.
No, you're the blessing from Seren Ray.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay, so this guy stood back up. Question for you, because this kind of is a tactical thing.
Oh.
If he goes down again, because also he had a rope. He was still bleeding, so he would also take damage from bleed. Ooh. And then have to roll a check. I mean, depending on how much he gets back.
Oh, right.
So I think it's a D6 bleed, persistent bleed damage. That's on him currently.
His regeneration is more than that. So he would at least overcome that.
Oh, shucks.
I mean, it would help, though.
It's still going to be, dot
damage. Let me double check here. Just making sure. Wounding rune. 1d6. So I'm just going to roll it on 5. So he takes, God, 1 point of damage.
One.
Ooh, good.
All right.
And roll your check.
He failed.
Okay. So he's still bleeding.
He's still bleeding.
So in this case, he...
Don't waste your time, Mimokwood. Move on. I'll take care of him.
Well, I'm thinking that one thing that we could do is try to shack up in a corridor, like here, because then you could be in front, and then I can be in the back sniping.
Hmm.
But this guy is blocking. So that's what I'm trying to...
Well, if he goes down, then we can... He's just difficult terrain.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what I was thinking about hitting him, knocking him down, taking a step to get back here, and then you go after me, and then you can funnel in. Because that makes the thugs can't get to you.
What if you held your turn, I brought him down... Oh... I brought him down, then moved, and then you could take a pot shot and then move behind me, because you can move through my square.
Oh, because... Yeah. So let's do that, because I believe I hunted prey on this guy last turn, so let's do that.
Yeah, the clumsy one, yeah.
Yeah, so let's do that. I'll put a hold.
Okay. All right, you are holding. Grimshaw.
Okay. I am... going to use my first action to strike out at the guy behind me. The one who just got regenerated.
Okay.
Oh boy. Ooh, that is a 13 on the die for a 32.
Yeah, that's a hit, my friend.
Awesome. 2d8 plus 6, 13, 19 points of piercing damage.
All right. He goes down again.
Okay. Great. Second action.
You can smack this guy real fast and then say, well, I'm gonna hunker back here now.
I could, but instead I'm going to move to hunker and then I'm gonna raise my shield.
Ooh,
I'm
good.
Not taking any chance with my AC because last episode and this episode has proven it's saved me so much already.
All right,
so
the one blue guy is going to get an AOO on you as you move, though. The one from the north.
Yep.
All right. So let's do that first. 31.
Oh, okay. If I raised my shield first, it would be a miss. Or does the raised shield last until the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay, then doesn't. Oh, then misses. Okay. Misses. Yep.
Okay. All right, then you're fine. So you go into that little hallway there directly to the left.
Mm-hmm. No, I think raise shield lasts till the beginning of your next turn.
Okay, so I raise my shield and then I move.
And then you move. Okay.
Yeah, right. So you have to raise your shield at each round. But once you raise it, you've got the bonus for the whole round.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It is going to be the. You're going to move now.
I held my turn, so now I'm going. So this guy's knocked out.
Yep.
Elkwood is just going to take a move action, go back here, all the way against the window. All
right.
And that was his first action, second action, and the two action. He's on the composite longbow.
Okay.
Is now out. Unfortunately, he has to quick draw it because can't do the two action because it's two actions and I don't have it out currently.
Okay.
So he's going to just shoot at the thug here.
Mm-hmm.
But he is hunted prey, so ignore self-cover. That is a 35 to hit.
That is going to be...
Still flat-footed.
He is flat-footed, so that is a critical hit.
Oh my god, that was awesome. That was a 14.
With greater invisibility is a cheat code.
Fucking terrifying.
You guys are figure out how to make these.
I can't.
Oh, wait, you can make these?
Oh my goodness.
I have access to invisibility.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So this is a massive. Well, that's a lot of sixes. That's a six. Yes. Boxcars on the sixes. A two. Two. A four. A two on the d8s. And then a six on the deadly.
Oh. Mm.
So that is a 54 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
On this thug here.
That guy. So this is the clumsy one. He's now the dead one.
Oh, beautiful.
He's super kill.
Awesome.
One thing, Grimshaw goes into the front of the hallway. He slides in behind him. And it's just kind of like Grimshaw feels like a breeze go past his ear as this arrow just cycles through and just plops this dude right in the forehead. Because also, guess what happens on the crit hit with these things because of the runes?
Uh-huh. Because of the spark.
On a critical, Yeah, well, on a critical hit, electricity arcs out to deal an equal amount of electricity damage up to two other creatures of your choice within 10 feet.
That's okay. Sick.
So that would be the other thug and the blue man group.
Oh, yep, my gosh.
They will take 6 points of damage, because that's what I rolled on the
D6. That's amazing.
Oh, fucking hell.
Got an extra six and, here.
And from my view right now,
yep.
I'm going to hunt. My last action is hunt prey on this guy.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just that's great. Run to prey.
Okay. Oh, yep. My gosh.
I see a sliver of him. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, this, right.
At this point.
Okay. So, next is the only living Scarlet Triad thug now. He is going to go up, and he's going to...
How's he going to go up if the guy's body is there?
Because the guy's body is there.
Hitting around a corner so he gets a little bit of cover.
Looking at this, I'm not too sure that he could reposition well because of the fact that the guy's on the ground.
If he crit succeed, he could crit succeed. I think he could do it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just try to crit succeed against Grimshaw's fortitude DC, Jake? Why don't you go for it?
I don't think he can try to
don't
do
try
that.
Don't try to dissuade him.
I mean, they're thugs. They don't have the brain. They're like, okay, boss, I'm going to try to shove this guy. You know, that's why I imagine how they are.
What he's going to do then is he's going to go to the corner and he's just going to try to hit you.
All right, hitting around the corner.
Right, all right. Yeah, so mm-hmm. you get some bonuses from the corner and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
He's going to strike out with the flail. First flail. 34.
Oh, that is exactly a hit with my extra cover.
With the extra cover. All right. Luckily, no pack attack here. So this is just going to be the regular damage. 14 points of bludgeoning.
9 points of bludgeoning.
Yep. And then he's going to do his second swing. 31, which will be a miss.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Next is going to be the wizard's turn. The wizard, seeing that one of his creatures just got kicked off, and another one keeps getting put down, he's going to see he's at a bit of a disadvantage, and he's going to go, "You require to see more of my power." He opens his book, starts casting a spell, and then you see another. One of the blue man people.
Oh, what a jerk.
What a fucking asshole. These bastards
show up right next to the one that is down right now.
What?
And his eyes glow a little bit more as he seems to be invigorated when casting the spell.
Oh.
I think we just had
to pile on the wizard.
Let me get... I need some will saves. Hold on, sorry. I need a will save from... Alright, so that one was not there when you guys ended your turn, so just make the two will saves.
Also, if that was a summon spell, the summon gets its two actions.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, okay. But I want to make sure to do their will saves first before I continue.
23.
Alright.
21, 22.
So the 21, that's a success. So you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go ahead and put. I need to give this one his initiative. There we are. So then this summon immediately gets his two actions. Right, Kel?
Say again.
This blue guy now gets his two actions.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, the one that just got summoned. Okay.
Okay, here's a metagame question.
Uh-huh.
The other blue guys, have they been doing 3 actions per turn or 2 actions?
They've been doing 3.
But this guy only gets 2 because he's a summon. Interesting.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, our characters wouldn't know the difference, but...
All right, so he's going to do his 2 chain strikes on you... natural 1. Amazing.
Yay!
Awesome.
The wizard says, "You're fucking embarrassing me."
Yeah, this is really embarrassing.
Oh, this is actually pretty appropriate. Too much stuff. You get tangled in your gear and are encumbered until you spend two interact actions to free yourself.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, oh, my chains, they're everywhere.
He wrapped himself in his chains.
He clearly summoned him as he was trying to take a shit, so.
I think it's the real problem is...
Yeah. See the glyph appear. Oh, crap! Gotta get my chains up! Oh, God, they hurt!
No, wait!
Alright, so being encumbered just makes you clumsy one.
And a minus 10-foot penalty to all speeds.
Yep. Okay, alright, so he's gonna do his other action. So he can still attack though, right? It's not like...
Oh yeah.
Okay. Alright, let's see if he can... Yeah, let's just see if he can do another one. With the clumsy and all, miss. That is fine. Kezra, it is your turn.
Before Kezra's turn, I forgot that I had some, persistent damage. Can we resolve those?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I already took the 1 point of poison. You just need to roll 1d6, I believe, for the bleed.
Okay.
And then I'll roll my recovery checks.
Two.
Okay, I'll roll two recovery checks. I rolled a 14 on the poison.
Oh, man.
Come on, bleed. Go. Come on. 17. Bye-bye, bleed.
Okay, so no more bleed, but you have the poison. Okay. Alright. Kezra, turn.
So, Benson's at this window saying, we need to go in another window. I guess... Is there any... Can I see... I can't see anything on the wall of force, right? It's not like a shimmering wall. It's just invisible, right?
Yeah. It is a invisible wall.
Jeez.
Yep. It is categorically invisible, actually, mechanically.
Right. Because, I want to detect magic, but I didn't see him do anything, and I can't see the thing.
I guess, did Benson never...
Kezra's confused, so he's going... Because he sees the guy, and he sees Benson running away from him, and it does not make sense. So Kezra just goes, what's going on? And he will delay.
Okay.
I guess I won't be able to reply till my next turn.
Not until next round. Alright, so the first one... so you look below you, Kezra. You're the only one who'd be able to see this, and you see the blue guy down at the bottom of the tower, and you can see his spine snaps back in place.
Cool.
And his arm snaps.
So cool.
Right back where it should. And he stands up and walks into the door.
We'll see you in seven rounds.
See, I thought you'd be like, and he looks up and he's like, nah, don't feel like anything.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
I don't need to be here. All right, so he is going to... Is there a way that I could put, like... I'll put a 7 here on his token. And I will just count that down. So the one that you took down that's laying on the ground there, Grimshaw, you took him out last time, right? All right, so you were seeing the same thing happen. So he's going to gain his hit points back, and then he's going to no longer be unconscious. He's going to first action stand up. Second action, he is going
and
to...
His weapons are, attached, so he doesn't have to pick up his weapons?
They're all on him. So they're, they're attached to his arms and stuff.
Convenient.
He looks like a demon. It's fine.
Yeah. And then he's going to strike out at you twice.
Yep.
There's going to be a 30 to hit.
Miss.
And a 23.
Miss.
The one that is directly, the one that was from the north, he is going to, creature is actually going to take a step here to stand directly next to the wizard. Knowing that there's three people around Grimshaw, so there's not much he can do right now. Alright, Benson, it's your turn.
Okay, Benson is going to look back, realize what the problem is, and He's gonna be like, impenetrable wall of force, you can't see it, we can't get through.
Alright, Kezra at that, he's like, his eyes wide, and he goes, okay, hold on a second. And he kind of asks Benson to delay.
Benson delays.
Okay.
Kezra will take his turn.
Okay.
And I guess I should roll an arcana, or do you think I have enough knowledge to know what it is? I'm guessing arcana.
You definitely roll an arcana check, because okay. This is a high level spell.
That's what I figured.
So would I put you before Benson here, or would it be
now? I'm before Benson.
In the delay
economy.
This was just the convenient way to get Kezra top of the order.
Yeah. He just had to literally miss his entire turn.
Okay, everyone hold your turn so I can go stun.
That'll be a 29.
29. Yeah, I think that I think that's well enough to know this is Wall of Force.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and read this. You form an invisible wall of pure magical force up to 50 feet long and up to 20 feet high. The wall has no discernible thickness, which is hilarious. Paper thin. So you know that it can't pass through anything or anything like that, so it has to be a completely straight wall. And you could hit it. You know it has a lot of hardness, though. So it feels impenetrable to break through, but it's possible. The wall blocks physical effects from passing through it because it's made of force, it blocks incorporeal and ethereal creatures as well.
Cool.
Which is always fun. Teleportation effects can pass through the barrier, as can visual effects, since the wall is invisible. Wall of Force is immune to counteracting effects of its level or lower. But the wall is automatically destroyed by a disintegrate spell.
Is it immune to counteract checks of its level or lower?
Yes.
So you have to have a higher counteract level to even attempt. Wow, that fucking sucks.
This is one of the best spells in the game.
Dang. I did not realize that part.
The wall is automatically destroyed by a disintegrate spell or of any level or by contact with a rod of cancellation or sphere of annihilation.
I got one of those in my back pocket. Cool.
See, I knew you did. That's why I did.
I've had this thing the entire time.
Well, I'm glad I passed my knowledge check and know that I can't dispel magic it, because that's what I was going to attempt.
Wow.
So, Kezra will... He's going to grab Benson.
All right.
And try to move with him north around the building to the window in the room that would be directly next to Benson that he doesn't have access to by a door.
Okay, so the northeast room,
this one? Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to try to grab Benson's big ass and fly, what, 10 feet to the next window?
Mm-hmm. So you are strong enough, even though Benson is is a dense man.
Yeah, I have a 60-foot move speed. I can probably get 10 feet with him.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'll grab him, then I'll move to that window.
All right, so you are flying. You're still flying. Benson, you are on the windowsill.
Okay. Sweet. And then with my last action, I will...
You had a knowledge check, didn't you?
Knowledge.
Okay, that gets Benson in the window. I just have my hand on him, like, don't fall. Got you.
kick the window in.
Yeah, right.
Dang. Okay. Crazy.
All right, Benson, it is your turn now.
Yeah, I'm going through the window.
Yeah. All right. Luckily, I think I said the windows have like
hardness three, HP 6.
You're like, sorry to say, the windows wall force. Everything's wall force.
Yeah, everything wall force. I will say, you do feel a little bad because it's a really nice stained glass window.
Nah, not really.
Oh yeah, it's okay. Well, I'll probably remember this window when my friends are dead in the other room.
Yeah.
So cast mend on it.
It's too complicated.
All right, so. All right, so one action to break the window, and then you are in.
Moving.
All right. There are prisoners in this room. They look up at you. They all look like dock workers.
Interesting.
Really? Yep.
From the captured from the place that we fought the
Sunset Imports. Sunset Imports, probably. Yep.
At Sunset Imports.
My boundary is being very, very slow. Jake, can you move me to the door?
Yeah, I want to move here to the door.
Yep. Opening the door.
And you open the door.
Crash, move, open.
Yep. Alright, so that is all of three of your actions then?
Yep.
Okay. Next is going to be Elkwood.
Yep. It's kind of annoying because he cannot see the thug that he hunted prey on. But one thing he does have is one more of these bottled lightnings.
Oh!
So
All right.
He's going to chuck it. Oh, no. He's going to hunt prey on this guy first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And quick draw the bottled lightning to throw it at him because he knows that at least the guy's around the corner, so he'll get splash damage at this point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that would be a roll here. Let's see. Ooh, gorgeous. 36 to hit.
36 to hit?
Yeah, oh, throwing bottle
light. That's a critical hit. Yeah. The bottle light.
I don't. 3d6.
You just double it.
Yeah.
But does the splash damage increase or no?
Oh, no,
that's a good question. Well,
no, and I don't think so because splash is just like the AOE around it. I don't think that
right, so that's effect. 3d6, and this is a d8. Oh, beautiful. So it's 15 plus that, so 23, I believe. That's correct. So
23.
So that'd be 46 points of damage.
Whoa.
Of lightning damage on this guy.
Damn. All right.
And then the people around him take 3 points of splash damage.
And then 3 splash.
And that is all the bottle lightning.
All the bottle lightning.
Actually, hold on. That was one action, hunt prey, one action, throw, and one last action. Dude in front of Grimshaw here.
Uh-huh.
He's still up.
Yes, yeah, that's the blue guy that keeps going down.
Yeah, I know.
I'll take care of him again.
He's just going to, since he's hunting prey on this dude, he's just going to quick draw and throw the star knife.
Nice.
Okay.
I mean, might as well.
Check and see if quick draw's a flourish move.
Actually,
No,
I would say, like, I'm not dropping the bow each time I throw something. I have it on one
hand. Yeah, I got you.
So,
yeah,
I have the bow out, so I'll just roll to hit with the bow.
Okay.
Because, why not?
Nope, quick draw does not have that actually, so I think you're good. All right.
And
go
so,
ahead, and you're gonna throw it at the guy in front of the guy.
Well,
in the back.
No, I'm gonna shoot this guy.
If you want to build a fighter or hunter around like throwing knives or throwing hatchets, quick draw is like the one.
Oh yeah, that was fantastic. The immediate choice. Yeah.
That's okay. So plus 16, so that's a 15 on the die. So that's a 31. The hit.
31. That's a hit, my friend.
Beautiful damage without Hunter's Edge. Still almost boxcars on that. So 20 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I should also say 5 of it's electric, 6 of it's fire. I don't know if that makes any difference.
Doesn't have anything here.
Okay,
no.
I just wasn't sure. Nope. And that's it.
Okay. In which case, it comes to Grimshaw, your turn.
Okay.
Oh, Grimshaw. I guess I should roll. Will save, right?
Yes. Yeah, 3 of. Actually, you just need to do.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you need to do 2 will saves.
Yeah. 21.
Is this a success?
That was a 5 on that. Jesus Christ. And 27.
Okay, success.
This fight has been crazy. Like, I don't know if we're emphasizing it enough.
Yeah.
You two have been soloing basically the boss for like 3 or 4 rounds now.
We're basically turtling.
Like, it's not great. Like, you guys are pinned in a hallway. But like,
yeah.
It's been like 2 on 5. For like several rounds, and you're both up, and bonkers. You're killing them.
Well, it helps that I'm invisible, and Grimshaw's AC is pretty decent. So
yeah, it's great.
Fucking Kezra and Benson have been falling and flying around the building. for like the exact same amount of time doing shit in this combat.
Yeah, it's just been fucking crazy.
Also, you only have 3 more rounds of permanent invisibility.
Oh, I know. Or,
Time is running out.
Wait, how many rounds do we have?
3 rounds, because it's round 7 right now.
We're on round 7.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. 3 episodes of this and we're on round 7.
We're actually going to go through a whole minute spell.
I know.
Yes.
Oh god.
Which is ridiculous.
Alright, anyway, Grimshaw. Your
turn. Grimshaw is going to attack the one right in front because he just got to keep bringing him down.
Yep.
And I get a 26.
26, that's a hit.
Points of bludgeoning.
He goes down.
And he's going to strike again.
Okay.
Because if they're in dying or something, I don't know, maybe we just need to hit him more. I don't know.
Oh, you're going for like a double tap then?
Yeah, because keep regenerating, so maybe, like I can't do knowledge because I already failed my knowledge, so this is just kind of me grasping at straws.
Sure. No,
like,
you can roll knowledge.
Die.
Yeah, you can
even that's find a one. That is a 1E thing, because 1 in 1E knowledge was a free thing. Like, it didn't have a cost. In this game, it's an action economy, and it doesn't say that you can't reroll. It's like, if you fail knowledge, you can keep
going. I think it's harder. Yeah, I think there's something about it. I think it's harder if you try again or something.
No,
like
it's
that,
harder
but
if you succeed the first time, because you're supposed to only learn a little. You're supposed to learn a little bit of info, and then it's harder to learn more.
All right, well, roll me knowledge knowledge religion there, bud.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure, Tim. You can keep rolling and recall knowledge. All right.
100% sure, then I will roll my knowledge religion on this.
Kelly says it's okay.
All right. Kelly says it's okay. So you cave this guy's skull in with the morning star.
If you like something because you are trained in religion or whatever, you don't get it immediately in 6 seconds, it is logical that you it comes to you after a couple of moments.
Yeah. So. 25.
And you're paying action for it, so like.
Yeah. That's a success.
Oh, whoa.
Yay.
That's a success.
I want these to know how do I turn off regeneration?
All right. These are called evangelists. They are Velstrak evangelists.
Velstrak evangelists. So they're not the Velstrak, but they're like.
They are Velstraks. They're a type of Velstrak.
So they are associated with the Umbral Core, kind of.
They're a Velstrak, and you know that the Umbral Corps likes
them. How do you fucking kill them?
Evangelists, the Velstrak's unofficial ambassadors, roam the farthest reaches of the plains to spread the word of their kind's abhorrent belief in perfection through pain.
Yeah.
They are therefore the most frequently encountered Velstrak's on the material plane, leading covens of hedonistic mortal flesh sculptors, or serving as wardens of horrific dungeons. In regions ruled by infernal powers, evangelists may serve as lieutenants or advisors, whispering secret paths to power in exchange for mortal souls or choice mortal flesh. Evangelists are the same size as humans, although with heavy chains that drape their forms, they often weigh 350 pounds or more.
Oh my goodness.
So that boy fell fast.
Oh yeah. So you want to know about the regeneration?
Yes.
Regeneration 10.
Oh my god.
This monster regains the listed number of hit points each round at the beginning of its turn. Its dying condition never increases beyond dying 3 as long as its regeneration is active.
Oh no.
However, if it takes damage of a type listed in the regeneration entry, holy or silver, it deactivates its regeneration until the end of its next
holy?
Turn.
Holy. Is
battle prayer?
That's what I'm wondering. If battle prayer would work, it's divine. What? Oh, when you select this feat, it says, it's talking about choosing alignment components. I don't know if battle. Let me check to see if battle prayer got updated, remastered.
Okay, see if that. Holy might also be a pre-remaster thing too.
It
so
might
whatever
be.
Whatever the remaster equivalent of holy is. But silver is definitely one of them. So if you have a silver thing, you can use silver.
Yeah, it's talking about is talking about choosing an alignment. Because wasn't alignment replaced with holy, right?
It was replaced with a couple of things.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe this is good or silver before.
Can you look at the pre-remaster version of this guy?
Sure. Give me like 20 minutes to go evangelist. So let me go to... actually, when I go to the Archives of Nethys, It does have the Legacy version.
Okay.
And the Legacy version has... where's regeneration? Weaknesses is good and silver.
Okay.
So holy, it wholly replaced good.
Okay. Okay, so the implication then is I strike, I hit, he's down... And if I successfully do a battle prayer, he's dead?
It will deactivate his...
Regeneration.
Regeneration, yeah.
I'm going to spend my last action, so I'm not raising my shield, I'm going to spend my last action to do a battle prayer. What's so funny is earlier in the battle, I have an inclination, like, maybe Milani needs to be the one to... To finish her off.
Should have went with it.
But I mean, you know, knowledge check now, I know for sure.
Yeah.
So, I know Grimshaw just like, you're going toe to toe, realizing their Valstrex, you know, his heritage. He would actually have known about this growing up, you know, especially if they're evangelists, you know, spreading the good word of them. And he's
spreading the good word of pain.
Good.
Spreading the word of them.
The perfect word is probably what they would say.
Yeah. And he just like, it just, it all clicks. And he just, like, he calls back to Elkwood. Elkwood, I can't beat these, but Milani might be able to. And then he just shouts out, Milani, smite them! And I'm going to attempt a religion check against their will DC.
Ooh,
okay. Or its will DC.
Yes.
If there is ever a time I needed a natty 15, it was now.
Nice.
There
that
we go.
That is a 33 against the DC.
Okay, so the regeneration has been deactivated.
Ooh. They take damage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it takes damage. Yeah. So you tracking dying condition for these babies?
So when they come up, so because it's deactivated.
Yeah.
So he went down one, two. This is his third time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would have been dying three now.
Yeah. Oh, right, because it had wounds.
Yeah, because it had wounds.
This is the third time it's going to... So wounded... Is it just dead?
So this damage would kill it.
Yes, this damage would kill it then.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh my god.
So this one is actually just hit.
Wait. Can I please describe my kill?
Please describe your kill. Yeah,
like, no.
No. So...
Kamalani, don't hurt to describe
it. So... I don't know if you guys, I mean, you guys probably noticed this, but Battle Prayer manifests its way into, like divine vines, like thorny vines, like springing up from, like, a surface, you know, strangling and then disappearing. These vines, they cover, they spike into it, and you see, like it absorbs, like, the magic that is, like, holding the regeneration together. Mm-hmm. And instead of the vines disappearing, they remain. And they're just like, they're just seeping out the liquid, whatever life force it has, it's just seeping it out.
Ichor.
The Ichor, Ichor.
All right.
This is so awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Okay.
So freaking cool.
And that was the end of your
that
turn.
That was
now?
The end of my turn.
That was the end of your
wow,
turn.
Wow, we finally killed one.
We finally got one. All right. Next is the Scarlet Triad Thug. So this is the one that is... I'm going to move the one. Grimshaw, I do need you to make two will saves at the end of your turn.
Oh, yeah. All right, come on, let's go. Ooh, I think they may have gotten me with a 20.
A 20, that is a fail. So you're frightened two now at the end of your turn.
Man, that's right. I've been avoiding it the whole combat.
Yep.
Oh, man. That is right. Rough.
Then the
my AC is so low.
Scarlet Triad Thug is going to take a step up, and he's going to strike out with his flail.
Oh, no.
Sorry, you probably do a lay on hand at this point.
I'm actually kind of doing better than you'd think.
Let's see.
I'm sorry, before you do that, can we resolve my persistent damage?
Yeah.
So I 1d6 bleed. No, it's the poison. I still have the poison. I've taken 1 point of poison, and I still have it. Okay.
Still have it. All right. That's right. Yeah, because the bleed went away.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Flail strike. 36 to hit.
Yo.
All right. So there's going to be 23 points of bludgeoning damage.
18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
18.
Minus 5 because of my mountain's resilience.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said 20 damage. What did you say? 22?
23.
Okay.
So 23. Okay, and then he is going to try and, I think he'll just try it again, with the map, 24.
Miss.
That is a miss. Beautiful. Okay. Next it comes to the wizard's turn. Wizard is gonna, berate his evangelist in front of him and say,
"Do better!"
The wizard, he's still got some stuff going on in here. I think this wizard is going to try
to give up.
No.
Throw himself from the tower.
I just can't do it anymore. Doesn't want to do that. He's going to
Oh, hi, I can see him now.
You can see him now.
Oh, crap, he sees me
dang.
Now. Or
yeah, he sees you now, too, though.
Oh.
He still has a mirror image up, if I believe.
I think he does.
If I remember correctly, I think he does. So you see two of him walking up. He is going to... Can he see Benson coming around the corner? That's a question. I don't think he can yet.
No. I don't think so.
No, definitely not.
Now,
he sees the wide pauldron of Benson turning the corner.
All right. Here's what he's going to do. From here, he is going to cast a cone of cold.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
he's
bad.
He's hitting his people, too. Oh, shit.
He is hitting his people. So, cone of cold goes out. I'll tell you, Velstrak doesn't seem to care.
Oh, no, right.
I see blue boys.
They're icy blue.
Damn, these blue people are immune.
But I do need Grimshaw and Elkwood to make a reflex save against the cone of cold, or it's called something else now.
Yeah. Howl of the
Blizzard. Oh, yeah, Howl of the Blizzard.
Howl of the Glacier.
Oh no, it was on the nat 20 and then it changed to not the nat 20. I have to use my hero point because I'm almost positive that this would be a crit fail. Almost completely positive
then
it would be a crit fail.
You can't critically fail on the spell.
So Grimshaw reaches deep down into himself because as you all know, his skin is paler than a typical Kyall. And that is because he has some cold resistance, so he just remembers, reaches deep into his heritage, and does worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What? All right, what's your, Here, I'll make this nice. I will read what the Scarlet Triad got. Scarlet Triad Thug got first. How about that?
Sure.
He got a 17, so he failed.
He failed with a 17?
So, critically failed.
So that dude's dead.
So he critically failed too.
Don't you feel better?
Does that make you feel better?
I got an 18, by the way.
You got an 18. That is...
Definitely a crit fail.
Yes, critical fail. Okay, what'd you get?
Like usual, got 15 on die. 37.
37. Okay, so
I would say the whole thing, because I crit succeed, is that Grimshaw, there's like a shadow of Grimshaw as I'm like, oh, nothing's hitting me because he's blocking
Scrimshaw all, takes blocking it all of it.
This is interesting because it's another. Each creature in the area takes 10d6 cold damage. Mm. So let me roll that.
This is deja vu.
Oh my god!
Yep.
Wow.
And then this can be doubled. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that is going to be 27 doubled.
54.
So 54 points of cold damage. Okay.
It's almost be like do, you. Be do, it's almost be like do, you fell off do. Of an 8-story building.
Well, it's a good thing Grimshaw's due for a lay on hands.
Yeah.
Benson's is just like, I've been through that damage.
Oh my Walking gosh.
Off, rub some dirt in it.
Okay.
Oh wait, I get 5 hit points back because of my resistance to cold.
Each hit
there
hit.
You go.
Yay.
You'll live forever.
All right. So next, it comes to the evangelist turn. So this is the one that's clumsy. So he's gonna just be like, "I'm sorry, you took me when I was shitting." he's just gonna strike out with his two actions against you, Grimshaw.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an interesting thing. You are frightened, correct?
Yeah.
This evangelist is concealed to you.
Interesting.
Ooh.
So as you're like in the sphere and all this ice is around you, you look up and you can hardly see his figure. It's like through your fear.
Nasty.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm rolling like crap for these though. Woo! Two missiles.
Are you sure my AC is lower?
Wait, let me check. 21.
No.
No. Grimshaw says, "Oh, that hits," and you're like, "Oh no."
All right, down on the second floor, you hear feet coming up.
Yeah, but the thing is, he has to run up, and then he gets caught in the slither.
He has to sustain that spell, so they'd be gone.
Wait, really?
Slither?
Is slither a sustained spell?
I don't think it is.
Oh, really?
I think it's...
It can be dismissed, but I don't...
Why would he dismiss it?
Duration 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say sustained. So wow, that's crazy.
Jeez. Nope.
Alright, so next is... So that was that one. Let's see. Okay. And then it comes to... So the one at the north. So this is the one that's in the hallway now. So he's sort of standing, and he saw the door open. So he's actually just going to ready an action for Benson. Or, well, whoever's coming out of that door, at least. I think he would... I can't quite see you, but he saw something.
He has enough actions to cast Cone of Cold and ready an action?
Evangelist.
Oh, Evangelist.
The Evangelist.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So the evangelist is just going to ready an action. So Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra will fly through the door and into the hallway. Oh, can you bring me into the map? Okay. Sorry.
Can you get in now?
So Kezra, gracious, enters the hallway and sees them all lined up and just got a lightning straight out of his mouth.
All right.
So roll some reflex saves.
Okay. The evangelist first. Thank you. I can just say his name now. 19.
I missed the blue man group, though.
19 is a...
Yeah, that was...
Failure.
That is a fail. And then a wizard man.
Wizard man.
25.
That's a fail. And I actually rolled pretty darn well. 33 damage.
Damn.
Ooh, what?
Like, yeah, that was actually a pretty good one. So that's 9d6 is that spell.
Oh.
I got 3 sixes and a 5, so that's pretty solid.
Man, is this what having Kezra in the fight's like?
Hey, we're back, baby. Right. We're back. Benson and I. So, like, you guys haven't seen or heard anything from us for a while. Yeah. And then you guys just see a huge lady bolt go by, and you're like... Finally, it's like Gandalf showing up with the sun.
Yes, right. Yes. Like literally moments before Grimshaw's like, Elkwood, I don't know how much I can keep up, and then just
I know, like the fear was starting to set in for you.
Yes. Yeah, we're getting right. Grimshaw was eyeing the window. He's like, I think I could survive the fall.
Don't worry, you'll just go to the dying one.
And then Kezzer just turns to Benson. He's like, get in there.
Benson, you were told to get in there.
Benson, chest cartoonishly huffing as he's madly puffing as he gets into the hallway, and it's not letting me move. Okay, he gets into the hallway. And he just looks this wizard in the face and just points at him like, you motherfucker! And he runs at him.
Alright. Okay. So there's the evangelist in the way, so you gotta try to get past him. But he just took a mad lightning bolt, so...
Yeah.
We also have to, like, get out of this hallway. I don't know, like...
Yeah, definitely. Get out of a line of effect here. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, into the room so he can't seal us off. Like, that's my thing. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if you want to shove this guy forward, because if you shove him, you can take a step into the room.
I would like to shove him.
Or you just want to try to kill him.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and shove him.
19 on the die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a crit.
So,
yeah, that's probably a crit, but let's see here. Jeez. he will get an.
Can I shove him to the side?
Yeah. So let me get the attack of opportunity off first here, because there is something if he crits you that will. It was a miss actually. Okay. So, all right. So you just want to shove. You just want to shove him. Okay. So diagonally to the right. Okay.
And that being said.
You can move with him, so, like, you can still move, like, with the shove, you get to follow him, so you don't have to use another action.
Oh, so you'll get a little 5-foot step there to move, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you're now 10 feet away from the wizard.
Finley had a long spear.
Wait, did he critically succeed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did.
He could move him here, and he has to follow him the same distance. So he could actually get...
Oh, so you would end up...
Yeah, if you critically succeed, you can push him 10 feet, but you have to follow them 10 feet.
Oh,
so, Benson is in melee with the wizard.
Yeah, and Benson's going to take a fucking swing at the wizard.
Yes!
All right,
yes.
Yeah, dude.
Finally.
He's just...
Come on.
Just furious. Another 19.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mirror
okay.
image,
now,
unfortunately.
Oh, he is just mirror image, and there's map, so...
What do I need to roll?
D4. D4, one or two is the wizard, three or four is an image.
I got a two, baby.
Yeah.
Two, so you hit the wizard.
What's your total for your hit?
Yeah, what is your total? Because that was a pretty good
19
hit.
19 plus 19, so what, 38?
Well, map.
With the map.
Because you shoved, so
oh,
minus five.
Minus five. So 4.
33.
Yep.
33. Okay, so, hit.
Yes.
Hit.
Draw some blood.
You motherfucker! 15 points of damage.
There we go.
Good.
Okay.
Love it.
Good, good, good.
And he just got blasted and then sliced.
Yeah, really.
Benson is just tossing these fucking blue guys around like no one's business.
Yeah, they're weirdly weak in certain ways. So you're just God.
You want to get Benson, get him in the running, but get him a running back position.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Mo guys over.
Elkwood Graham, it is your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood's, he is going to switch Hunt Bray again. God, he's. Oh, no. Crap, I can't remember last turn if I was hunting prey on the
thug. Blue guy.
On the thug or not?
You're hunting prey on the blue guy, because you threw the lightning on him.
Yeah, and then the thug moved in because of all that crap, so...
Yes.
So...
Oh, God.
If you keep on the pressure on the blue guy, my battle prayer has range, so...
But the thing is, how's the thug looking?
He's certainly bloodied now after that.
He's still trying to go and kill this guy.
That's true.
Hunt prey on the thug, and He has bow out, so he's going to take two actions to do a hunter's aim on this guy.
Time to charge, charge through the gates. Helm's deep.
He straight up just wants to annihilate this dude. And, oh my god, that's a 26 to hit.
Ooh. 26 against the thug. That is a miss.
God damn it. That was a very...
That was a low roll for
it. That was a 3 on the die.
Was that with Hunter's aim?
I am invisible, by the way.
And he's invisible.
And that's what... Yeah.
So off guard.
Off guard.
So he's off. So it's just be a hit.
Oh, yeah. That's fine, because my attack roll is 24. Add 2, because it doesn't automatically do this for me.
Oh, right.
So it's a 26, then him being off guard. Because, oh my god, I'm almost out of my invisibility. Damage. 29 points of damage.
Okay.
That's a 8, 7, 6, 3, and a 1.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
That's all I got.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Okay. Grimshaw is going to lay on hands.
Okay.
So, just gonna add 30 hit points rather. Let me check. I'm pretty sure lay on hands does not have the manipulate trait. I think we have determined that many times before.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to spend a second action for the mercy, and I'm going to attempt to counteract the...
Oh, the fear.
The fear.
Or the fright.
Yes. Okay. Yes, because I can't do this. I have my counteract check is slightly lower because I am frightened.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Come on. Come on, Grimshaw. Come on, Grimshaw. 30.
30. Yep, that is a success.
Bye-bye, fear. And then I have one action left.
Smack the thug.
Smacking the thug.
Because he has to be hurting.
He's not looking good.
Got my full attack bonus on this baby. Come on, let's see it. I should have raised my shield. When the answer is, should you raise your shield? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Because otherwise you roll natty ones.
Yeah.
Did you just roll nat one again?
Oh, was it natural one?
It's a natty one, baby.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
All right, Cal.
Natural one for Grimshaw.
Hate to see it.
Okay, natural one. Shit. Okay. This was an attack roll, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm. Oh, goddamn. Bonk. You are stunned too.
Fuck.
Oh
man.
That means no reactions, so no liberating step.
Yep.
And I have one action next turn. Ridiculous.
Yep. All right. It is oh my god, I can't believe I forgot about this again. Everyone make me the will saves.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need
God, no one cares about the will saves.
Everybody needs to make me 2 will saves.
That's a pass.
Pass.
And that's a pass.
Just tell you it's a DC 21.
Yep, I'm good.
26, 29. Right.
Just gotta check.
I finally passed my flat check for poison, by the way.
Okay, that's
small victories.
Alright, everybody good on those will saves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scarlet Triad Thug, he sees... Grimshaw is not looking good. But Benson just came in the fucking room.
He's fucking cold shit.
Now yeah. There are 2 of them.
It's like the Big Show's music plays. You know.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah.
I think he is going to try... I don't know what to do. I think he's going to try to go after Grimshaw here. I think he's going to go after Grimshaw because he's been hammering in on him with this flail, and he thinks if he can take him out, that'd be like one less person. So, there's a 26 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. 34 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. 15 points of bludgeoning damage. That hurt.
Okay. And you're still up?
Oh, yeah. I'm still up.
All right. He's got snow right. skin. I mean, mountain resilience.
Mm-hmm. I'm severely chipped away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he is going to miss on his last one. Then it's going to come to the wizard. The wizard... What is he going to do? You know what? I think he's going to find out next week.
No! Lisa didn't end this time with Kelly being next.
Hey everyone, Kelly here, the voice of Kezra. To remind you to follow us on all of our socials and to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more Dragon Punch Squad, check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you next episode.